The city of Atlanta, what kind of financial shape was it in when the Depression hit in the late 20s? Not the best to begin with? Or?
Well, on the one hand, Atlanta was not a one-industry town like Birmingham. So you could argue it had a broader economic base and wasn't hit quite hard as, you know, one-industry towns like Pittsburgh or Birmingham. On the other hand, it was hit hard. And in the depths of the Depression, frankly, there wasn't enough money to go around. The city first engaged in austerity measures, cutbacks. Then they reduced salaries, often by 20% or more, of municipal workers, of teachers and policemen and park workers and so forth. And then on a number of different occasions, actually issued scrip. Now, what scrip is a promissory note, an IOU. In other words, the city was saying, eventually we will pay you back. We will give you this IOU saying at some point down the road, we will pay you back for this. But that didn't give people, that wasn't any good for people right in the moment. A teacher who got their paycheck, his or her paycheck and scrip, what could they do with it?
Issuing IOUs like that, promissory notes, scrip, whatever you want to call it, was that unprecedented for a city or had that been done before?
There were a number of cities in the Depression in particular that did adopt scrip. Atlanta was not the only city. I think Augusta did, and certainly cities throughout the country who were broke, who just didn't have enough money, offered these IOUs.
So what's the reaction among city employees?
Well, maybe what are you going to do is the first question. You could take that scrip to a local business and redeem it with the thought that the business eventually would get paid back by the city. Unfortunately, for most businesses, you know, they charge a markup. So let's just say, I'm making up numbers, but let's say you had a $100 paycheck for a month if you were a teacher or something like that. You might only get $80 back if you redeemed it at a local store, with one notable exception.
And that's Rich's.
That was Rich's department store. Rich's department store at some level epitomized the locally owned business of the day, the civically engaged, locally owned business of you know, the Christmas tree lighting at Rich's, later on the Pink Pig at Rich's, locally owned, grew up in Atlanta. And Rich's decided to redeem the scrip of city employees at face value. In other words, if you had a $100 check, you would get $100 back from Rich's.
And you didn't have to buy merchandise either. I mean, they would actually just give you the cash, which you could then go across the street and spend at Davis and Paxson if you wanted.
That's right. And frankly, it saved people's mortgages. It saved people's car payments. Once the Depression lifted, teachers in particular had this undying loyalty to Rich's because of what Rich's had done during the Depression and took out Rich's charge cards and so forth once the Depression finally lifted.
And Rich's being the pioneer in this effort, other businesses followed suit, didn't they?
That's right. There were some others that did follow suit as well. Also, in 1936, Mayor William B. Hartsfield comes into office at the end of 1936, shortly after scrip is issued again. The Coca-Cola Company absorbs the entire amount of the December payroll for the city of Atlanta, pledging $730,000 to some 4,000 city workers, many of whom were school teachers, and kind of ushers in this era where the downtown business community in particular has a great influence in the way that city politics is run and helps revamp the city's financial affairs. And Mayor Hartsfield has kind of a kitchen cabinet of Robert Woodruff of the Coca-Cola Company and other leading bankers and businessmen downtown. So that's kind of a sequel to the story in a sense, you know, and eventually the city's finances finally get into better shape by the end of the 1930s.
It's important to point out that issuing scrip was not an isolated one-time incident in the 1930s for the city of Atlanta. They had to do it several times.
Several times, I think in 32 and 33 and then again in 36. So by the time it rolled around in 36, you know, city workers had already been buffeted several times, you know, by the city just was broke. And again, Rich's came to the fore and basically Coca-Cola guaranteed the city's promise to pay back, you know, cover the city's obligations. And then you began to have other merchants and banks begin to cash the scrip at face value, at par value, rather than charge a markup.
Cliff Kuhn, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.